Hello, everyone. This is Ryan Sprague. I decided to start my own company. Now, I've been wanting to do this for a long, long time. The thing is, I don't have a lot of expertise on it. I got to learn all that stuff. And I don't have a product yet. But I know what I'm going to do. Now, I was just going to make the product and then try and sell it. However, my wife, who does pretty well in social media, said what I need to do first is actually start on social media and get a following there, get a community going. Now, I'm not too good with social media, but it's something that I can learn, especially since I have a drive to start this company. I see a need and I want to get it filled in the marketplace. Now, I did turn over to Gary Vaynerchuk to see what he's got going on, because how do you start a media following if you have nothing to contribute, right? Because he's always saying you can't be an expert if you're not an expert. So don't fake it. And I'm not an expert on some of the highly technical stuff that's going on, but he said you can document it. So that's a lot of what I'm going to be doing on this podcast and on my social medias, is documenting the process of getting better and better. It's like a documentary of sorts. So thus begins my journey of learning how to do social media and how to become an expert in the company that I'm looking to do. Now, this is a relaunch of this channel that was dedicated to something else that I do consider myself an expert on, which is theology, Christian theology. Decided to change it over. I may get back to that, not on this channel. I'll create a different one. So, new times ahead. Gary's talking about always be posting, post just tons and tons and tons of stuff. It's free and it's something that people can use, and it's like advertising. However, I don't have anything to advertise right now. Mr. Beast actually takes a different approach. He says that it's better to focus on a little bit more quality. You can get a lot of more views with for a better quality video, and you don't have to post like constantly and all the time. And he says that's easier. Mr. Beast is a good one to follow because he is the top YouTuber. When he posts a video within an hour, he's got millions and millions of views. So he's someone to pay attention to when he speaks. Gary is also an expert on social media, and he's constantly pushing people to get in because it is the way of the future, he says. Now, he said to just keep posting stuff. And even if it's outside of your niche a little bit, my wife is saying post super niche stuff in the beginning, and when you get a little more popular, you can post stuff that's not as niche. Well, I'm gonna try and balance out all these advice, some controversial, some not, and contradictory, and some not, and find the right balance. For me, as Mr. Beast said, doing a really high quality production takes hours and hours and hours of time. I used to do this podcast and video thing with a friend, and it took all day to edit videos. It was a lot of time. So, a lot of what I've going to be trying to do is get a lot of content out there and do it in a way that looks good, but it isn't perfection, at least not yet. Maybe later on, it can turn into perfection. I will be perfect. So this channel, this podcast will be focused on that journey until I get there, and then it'll be more focused on the company. That's along with all my other social medias. For Twitter, I use it as kind of a thinking platform. How do I think through issues? What is the best choice to make? And I kind of just use it as that. I have so many saved drafts that I didn't share because I thought people might get pissed off at them. Because they were a little controversial. I'm right, but being right doesn't mean people are going to agree with you. Sometimes they might get upset. And then you got to judge, well, is it worth getting into an argument or pissing people off by posting something, you know, and having them leave a bad taste in your mouth? Generally, the answer is no. But now that I've got a theme and a focus, I can post just about anything, which is what I will be doing with this podcast, with my other social media accounts. YouTube's going to be a bit complicated. There is a formula to most things, right? You have your intro, you have a little story, something to get them excited, kind of a hook, and then you get into this stuff, and you got to keep it just building, just keep people involved the whole time. And the point is to have an audience retention. That's the biggest thing these days. So I have a lot to learn. I love learning. The only issue is I have also a job that's over 40 hours a week. So more than full time. That takes up a lot of my time. But that's never stopped me. I've gotten one master's degree on my way to getting another. So I know I can do anything I put my mind to. This company is my last hurrah. My last give it all I got. And I know through just life that grit can get someone through anything. If you have enough grit, there's little limits for you. Because the most talented people, if they don't put in as much time and effort, will eventually be less than the person that puts in more of the time and more in the effort. And I found this to be true. It might take a little longer for someone who's got the grit, but they'll still get there. And then they'll be eventually better than everyone else. Now, this isn't to say it works for every single thing. An example, say you've got boxing, right? Here's an example. That's why they have different weight classes. Because the featherweight will never beat a heavyweight. Ever. So it doesn't matter how much grit you have. So there's also a judgment call. Because when a person with grit decides to go into something, they have to decide, is this going to be worth it? I mean, am I going to be able to overcome this mountain? If they decide yes, then there you go. You can do it. Of course, you know, if you're a featherweight and saying, yes, I can beat this heavyweight, don't do it. You got to make the judgment call before you devote your life to it. But most anything can done, you can move mountains with grit, determination. So, me seeing this mountain, I know it's going to take a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of funds. But it'll get done. which means it's probably the last big thing that I'll be doing because of all the time and effort it's going to take. And this is the beginning.